Michelle Singletary is back with us with personal finance tips. Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. She's Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor. Michelle, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
And we have listener questions today. We ask listeners to write in with things that they want you to answer. Here we go. Three questions. Number one, from a Los Angeles listener. My wife and I have been saving money. We make a little over $100,000 a year combined. I'm suggesting to my wife maybe it would be better to forego first-time homebuyer programs and buy rental property instead. Michelle, what do you think?
You know, this is always a personal decision, but I want to remind these people that home ownership, your principal residence, is the way people build wealth. According to the Federal Reserve Board, the median net worth of most modest income owners is almost $60,000 compared to less than $10,000 for people who rent. So in other words, you're more likely to build wealth if you own your own home. I mean, $100,000 in LA, it's definitely a lot of money, but doesn't go very far in terms of buying property. So if they can qualify for a home ownership program for their principal residence, I would say look into it and think about doing that first.
Okay, question number two. At present, my son is in kindergarten at a private Montessori school. It costs more than $6,000. My daughter goes to daycare 2 days a week. That's $5,000 a year. I work as a children's book illustrator. I make $20,000. My husband's a professor making $80,000. This is another $100,000 income couple. Later on, private elementary school will cost $19,000 a year. We have a mortgage, are putting away money into savings and into retirement, but not as much as we could to have a good-sized nest egg. Are we doing the right thing?
There are a couple things that they said that send up red alerts for me. She's not making a lot. So the fact that she's only making $20,000 and it's costing almost that much to have their kids in school, you want to sort of look at that. Additionally, they're not saving a lot for retirement. I hate to say this, and parents don't want to hear this, but your main concern is your retirement. You can't borrow to live in retirement. And last time I checked, public school wasn't so bad. I'm a product of public school, and I went to college, and I'm doing quite well. So, you know, look at the numbers. They may be trying to do too much with their income. And when it comes to priorities, you ought to look at your retirement as number one. You know, I think if they sit down with a professional, that person might help them see where they may be able to cut expenses so that they can fully fund their retirement and send their kids to private school if that's what they want to do.
Okay, Michelle, last question from Dan in Nashville. I graduated in 1996, consolidated three loans into a 15-year, 10% fixed rate loan. My principal's about $12,000. I have another 7 or 8 years worth of payments. Rates for student loans are lower now. I can afford a slightly higher monthly payment. Can I reconsolidate or refinance my student loans so that I get a lower interest rate and pay it off faster?
If you've already refinanced your student loan, you can't do it again. You only get one shot at that. But here's the good news. This person is paying off their car loan, so take that money and apply it to your student loan. There's nothing that says that you can't aggressively pay off your student loan. So every spare dime that you have that you can put towards paying that off, do that. That's effectively the same as refinancing a loan if you aggressively pay your student loan down.
All right, three questions, three answers. Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's also the author of the book, Seven Money Mantras for a Richer Life. And she's personal finance contributor to Day to Day. Michelle, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dear listeners, if you have a question you'd like Michelle to answer, drop us an email. The address is daytoday@npr.org. And please put Michelle in the subject line.